The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 371.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is a health and wellness expert, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Vinita Rashinkar. Vinita, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
A very good day to you, Sheena. Thank you for this opportunity to share my story. At first, let me congratulate you on your endeavor to create this platform. It helps motivate all of us. Now, coming to a little bit about me, I am a health and wellness expert, and I derive satisfaction from helping people find happiness, get healthy, and lead a meaningful life. I have been a student of yoga, Ayurveda, meditation, and allied sciences for about 20 years now. And I am the founding director of Amara Vedic Wellness, a Dusseldorf-based company, which was founded with the intention of bringing some hidden aspects of Vedic knowledge to the common man, thereby promoting total wellness encompassing the mind, body, and spirit.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Vinita, what's your cultural background?
I was born in the south of India, and my growing years were spent in Bangalore. At the age of 20, I was married and I moved to Mysore, which is another small town, which is today a hub of yoga and wellness. I come from a business family, but somehow business never interested me. I was keen on studying literature because I think reading opens up the mind like no other activity does. The traditional South Indian upbringing has a great deal of focus on culture and heritage, and this is something that I'm truly grateful for. We were exposed to classical music. It was imperative that we learned how to play an instrument, alongside modern activities such as learning foreign languages and involving ourselves in sport. So this helped me develop a more well-rounded personality. On looking back, I feel that this cultural background, which I come from, has helped mold my interest in wellness and in health as well.
Thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
This one I came across a couple of years ago, and it has remained on my phone throughout. It's Lao Tzu who once said, "Because one believes in oneself, one doesn't try to convince others. Because one is content with oneself, one doesn't need others' approval. Because one accepts oneself, the whole world accepts him or her."
That's a great quote, and thanks for sharing that. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
The ability to unabashedly be oneself without feeling inadequate in any way is for me the cornerstone of self-confidence. Accepting that this is who we are and not being apologetic about any of it is all there is to being confident. We all perceive ourselves as filled with flaws, real and imagined. The day we accept that these flaws are what makes us unique and we embrace them as our own is the day we discover our true self. And that discovery puts us on the journey of developing self-confidence.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. And I love how you said unabashedly, you know, oneself, because we're so good at bashing ourselves, right? Especially as women. We always put ourselves down. We always get mad at every mistake that we do. So, you know, the more we realize like it's okay to accept it and just keep going, the more confidence that we'll have. So thanks for sharing that. And Vinita, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
From early childhood, I would always seek validation from external sources. My focus was always on getting the highest marks, standing out in every contest I took part in, and generally wanting to be the best at everything. But there's nothing inherently wrong with this, except that I was doing it only to be recognized, not because it was some form of self-actualization. I was constantly seeking praise from parents, from peer groups, from colleagues, and this was quite needy behavior when I look back. I grew up in an environment which had led me to believe that I am no good. So that thought pattern persisted until I was in my mid-30s. I perceived life as a huge competition. This led me to believe that I had to prove my superiority at every point. And this was difficult and stressful and, as you can imagine, not exactly conducive to relationship building.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think that's something we can all relate to, right? We're always constantly seeking approval, feeling like if no one tells us we're good, then we're not good enough, not realizing we're good enough to begin with. And if we keep telling ourselves that we're worthy, you know, we are loved, we are more than enough, then all that goes away. And actually, we get more of it than we realize when we just let go of that notion. And what was that point in your life when you realized that you were more than enough, that you can go out there and be the person that you are today? What was that aha moment?
It was not a single moment. It was more of a slow revelation which happened over time. As I was able to grow in my career and I saw glimmers of success, I felt less need to be validated. At some point, I started doing my own validation. Did something make me feel good? Did I feel fulfilled? Then that is what I need more of. Slowly, public opinion started to matter less and less until a point came when I really didn't care too much. I think that was the day my self-confidence was born. Also, I attended an executive program at Harvard Business School where I was able to hold my own amidst an amazingly talented and accomplished group of women. This program helped me a great deal in building up my sense of self, of being self-assured. I think it was at Harvard where I heard or read Ralph Waldo Emerson saying, "To be yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you something else is the greatest accomplishment." From that day on, it has been my constant and daily endeavor to be myself at all times and at all cost.
Thanks for sharing that. And that's great that you mentioned that, you know, you started doing your own validation, right? If you just felt good, if you could wake, you know, go to bed at night feeling fulfilled, like, then it's good enough. And everything else just like, it's just all in the back burner. You don't really care what other people think about you anymore. And, you know, because of that, what's your life been like now?
Well, I was riding the wave of success. And a time came when I became a little overconfident because I think I wanted to test out some different waters. And that's when I moved to Germany about 3 years ago, started my own wellness company. And entrepreneurship is not all that it's made out to be. It may not necessarily be everyone's game. We read stories in the press all the time about successes. No one ever points out that 99% of entrepreneurs fail. Now, this is something which I feel very strongly about. As a society, we need to speak more about failure and not treat it as a taboo. And this is particularly true in Asia. Well, to cut a long story short, my enterprise in Germany failed. It was for a variety of reasons over which I had no control. And the months that followed were intensely painful. Everyone around me said my excessive self-confidence led to my failure. There might be some truth in that when I look back. However, I still feel that once there is self-confidence inside of you, it is not going to remain a lifelong companion. There will be moments when time will rip off this confidence. It will then be a long, slow journey back to building it up.
Thanks for sharing that, Vanita. And I love how you mentioned that, you know, we should speak more about failures, especially, you know, in this world today. Like, we just see the pretty pictures on Facebook, you know, the good. And there's nothing wrong with that. But sometimes, you know, we just see all the glory and forget to talk about the story, not realizing people have failed maybe 100, 1,000 times before they were able to get into that success. And, you know, I'm glad that you mentioned that. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
I would think that there's 4 steps, actually, which I will outline very briefly, which has been my own understanding of how women can help improve their own lives by way of building confidence. One is that an important key to self-confidence is preparation. We have to prepare incessantly. It's success, good fortune, nothing really comes very easily. So preparation is important. Get ourselves good education, keep ourselves abreast with the latest. That is step one. Step two is to value ourselves. If we don't put a value upon ourselves, we can be sure that the world will not raise our prices. Step three is to fake it till you make it, because I think the world really wouldn't know a difference. Even in situations of stress, if we maintain a facade of calmness and not allow our faces to mirror our minds. And step four would be to begin some sort of spiritual practice, which involves gratitude and allowing for some time spent introspecting. This exercise every single day leads to building up our own inner self-worth, which in turn reflects as self-confidence.
Thanks for sharing that four-step process. I think that was a great tip that you mentioned. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Certainly. I have my own website where you can access my story and my blogs. It's www.vinitarashankar.in. And there is a story about my entrepreneurship as well on asianentrepreneur.org/Vinita Rashankar. And I'm also on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Instagram as well.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Vinita, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Vinita's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I just really want to thank Vinita for taking the time to share her story with us. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Sheena. It was my pleasure.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of another amazing woman's journey to self-confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Want to learn how you can use podcasting to market your business? Download your free report by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.